You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I see that you got quite the haircut.
I got butchered, didn't I? I guess that's the biggest news of the vacay, right? Yeah, I went in and tried somebody new right before Thanksgiving because we were going to see a bunch of family. And, I mean, she just absolutely butchered me. Just, it was the worst haircut I've ever had. I took my son in with me, too, and his hair was a disaster as well. And we're like, well, I guess we're not going back. Well, my first hairstylist, if you recall, died. So I had to find another one. And then the place I had been going, the commercial complex that they were in was going to be leveled. Somebody bought it out and was going to level the whole center. God. So they were shutting down. So I had to go on to option three. And now I'm looking for an option four because it was really bad. So it was so bad. I just went home. I snapped on the number two on my razor and went to town. Just smoothed it all out.
Why don't you just stay like that?
Honestly, I'm kind of digging it. I really am. It
makes
you
look tough.
It's such low maintenance, Dom. I mean, and the amount of shampoo I have to use is like, I mean, a penny size of shampoo. So, yeah, I might stick with it for a while.
You look like you could move to Coeur d'Alene with that haircut.
Well, I don't know what that means. Like,
handful of people do. I like to throw out lines like that that only 4% of people
okay.
get.
Okay. You could just say, like, join a biker gang or something. I get that.
No, Coeur d'Alene is different.
Coeur d'Alene? Is that mafia
anyway.
Stuff?
No, not that. Let's move on.
All right.
So, anyway, good for you.
Thanks.
I ate like a pig over the last week.
Oh, I know, man. Oh, I upped a belt button today, a belt hole, I noticed on my belt. I'm one belt hole wider.
Well, I'm getting serious today, and I mean it
this time.
Oh,
sure you are. Sure.
I know it, and I laughed about that with Gretchen yesterday during the day. I said, I know this will be my fifth time this year to say I'm serious, but damn it, I am serious.
Right. I was at an event yesterday, and the guy there that was speaking said, how many of you guys have had pie for breakfast over the past couple days? And the amount of people that raised their hand.
But it's really not fair when Gretch makes her homemade pecan pie. That's almost like not
down on that.
Fair.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't resist that. If you could give me $1,000 to not have that pie, and I would say $1,000 ain't worth it. I'm going to have the pie.
Dig in. Yeah, it was definitely nonstop eating. It started, let's see, what was Thanksgiving? That was Thursday. So the day before we had Friendsgiving, which is a big spread. Then we went to Thanksgiving, and then the next day we had a bunch of people at my house for my birthday, which was another big spread and a lot of fun. And then on, what would that have been, Saturday, we met a bunch of family that was still in town up in Lone Tree, and we went out to a big lunch there. So it has truly been nonstop eating. Nonstop.
Well,
and I'm feeling it.
Gluttonous society.
I'm feeling
times,
it, man.
We?
I just feel lethargic, and I was like, I'm like you. Like, this is the week. I've got to get back to the gym, like, every day. Try to
I'm
slim
serious.
Back out. I'm
That's
serious.
My line for this week. I'm serious.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see. Other than that, I got two recommendations for you. I don't know if you'll like watching these, but I have two recommendations from Netflix of two things I watched. One is a show called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? And it was this big debacle in the 90s where Pepsi ran a commercial for Pepsi points that you could collect Pepsi points and get merchandise. And at the end of the commercial, a jet dropped down and it said, 7 million Pepsi points. And you could win this jet with no disclaimer saying that it was a joke.
Right.
And one guy went all in and got the points, and then there was a big lawsuit and everything.
Yeah, I saw that, actually.
It's
and that's,
not bad.
It's really interesting.
It's not bad, I guess. And then another one to freak you out is called Poisoned, The Dirty Truth About Your Food, and you will not want to eat anything ever again. The amount of E. coli and salmonella that is all over our food and mostly meat.
Jim, why are you watching that, Jeremy? You already live a life of fear. You
I know,
do not
but I love these little
that.
Documentaries on, like, you know, they claim that America has the safest food system on the planet, and it's really not. It's really gross. Do you remember the big incident a few years ago with the romaine lettuce, and it had E. coli all over it, and it was killing people?
Well, yeah.
You know how they figured out it had E. coli all over it?
when people started dying.
The lettuce fields are built right next to the stockyards. So the cows were pooping. It was getting into the irrigation system, into the sprinkler lines, and they were essentially hosing all the lettuce down with cow fecal.
Jeremy, don't watch these shows.
Why? This is real life, man. This
no,
is real
it's
life.
Not. It's not
it's real
life.
Life. It happened.
Things
it was a huge
happen,
thing.
But overall, your odds of you being affected by that are minuscule.
I know, but who's the guy that built a stockyard next to the lettuce fields?
Well, it kind of makes sense to me. It's automatic fertilizer, isn't it?
It's automatic E. coli, apparently,
no.
DT. Anyway, it's called Poisoned. It's on Netflix, and if you want to be freaked out, watch
it. The last thing you need to do is get more fear in your life. Stop doing
all
that.
All I say is it will also make you cook your meat like until it's dry as a bone to make sure
yeah,
nobody's killed
it. Make it into, yeah. You know, I watched some stuff. The thing is, I don't remember the names of it because it's British, you know, mystery slash death slash cop slash detective shows.
Sure.
Which are my favorites, and I've found a few more that are really good, so I'll have to try to think of what they are.
All right.
And then last night, I got lectured by Gretchen for the entire break. She was like, will you stop working? Will you please stop working? Because every day that I was off, I was working. And she was getting in my face about it. And so finally, I took a couple of days. I said, well, I'm not going to do any work whatsoever. And I watched some football. By the way, I gotta say, on Thanksgiving Day, my team won in a big upset. And on Saturday, my team won, not an upset, but a big win. Go Blue. And that's all I'll say about that. During the break, my two teams, my pro team and my college team, both won. So I was happy about that. But I took a break and I watched a movie yesterday evening by myself, just sitting in the living room, called The Ghost Rider. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
It's got Ian McGregor, Ewan McGregor, and Pierce Brosnan in it, an older Pierce Brosnan, and it's about a guy who's a ghostwriter, and it's a thriller, and it was actually kind of interesting.
Pretty tasty, huh?
So that's my only recommendation, and it's an old movie, too. It came out, like, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, and I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
Anyway, so that was it. I mostly sat around the last couple of days. I've watched some football. I ate and watched television. I mean,
that's right. It's a little R&R, man.
It's like, I guess I needed to unplug, I guess. And then I felt like, God, I went a few days, I didn't get anything done.
It's all right. It's okay to decompress a little bit, man.
I guess.
You're going to explode. You are.
You know what? That may be a topic for our show at some point, because maybe we can do a whole segment on that. Because it's not like I feel guilty. I just feel like a loser when I'm not getting stuff done. And so we had that conversation. It was about a 5-minute. Yeah, you're pretty much I am.
I get it.
We had like a 5-minute chat about it where I said, but I enjoy doing that stuff. She was like,
I get that too. Yeah, it's fun.
She was in my face to stop doing stuff. And I'm like, but I like doing it.
My problem is that I have a hard time enjoying like music, TV shows, because I feel like I should be learning something all the time. I have a hard time just turning on music now. Even if I'm at the gym, I feel like I have have a podcast going. And
podcast.
I have to feel like I'm constantly ingesting information and learning something versus decompressing, sitting back and listening to some Pearl Jam, you know? I have a hard time with that.
Right.
It's like, I gotta be learning.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's healthy either.